KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a mostly cloudy sky, 9 degrees above zero. We look for it to be continued cloudy today, a high around 14. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you this hour by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. The Guthrie County Sheriff's Office reports a man from eastern Iowa was arrested last night on theft and burglary charges, to name but a few, following a traffic stop and pursuit. Authorities say 40-year-old Zach Bratzel of Marion was arrested near 255th and Pecan Avenue in Guthrie County. He faces multiple charges related to two vehicle pursuits, motor vehicle theft, and burglary from the Guthrie County REC, along with drug charges. Bratzel was being held in the Guthrie County Jail while awaiting an appearance before the Guthrie County Magistrate. Now, the incident leading to his arrest began when Bratzel fled from a Guthrie County Sheriff's deputy following an attempted traffic stop west of Guthrie Center on Highway 44. The deputy tried to stop Bratzel's vehicle, which was clocked at 109 miles per hour. The deputy pursued Bratzel into Guthrie Center and then lost sight of the vehicle. At about 10 p.m. on Thursday, the Guthrie Center citizen reported a vehicle theft in progress from the Guthrie Center REC. Law enforcement personnel responded to the area and the stolen REC vehicle as it was fleeing the scene south of Guthrie Center on gravel roads. After a short pursuit, the stolen vehicle pulled over and Bratzel was taken into custody without further incident. The sheriff's office was assisted by the Panora Police Department and the Iowa State Patrol. Police in Council Bluffs say a convenience store was robbed this morning at around 3 a.m. Officers were dispatched to the Quick Shop at 1749 West Broadway for a reported robbery. Upon arrival, they made contact with the victim, who said he was returning to the store after taking out the trash when the suspect approached and displayed a handgun, ordering the victim back into the store. Once inside the store, the suspect demanded money. The victim gave the suspect the money out of the register, and there were no injuries reported. The suspect left the store and fled west and then south. The victim told officers that he noticed a red Chevy truck pass the store a short time prior to the robbery. While officers were checking the area for the suspect, they located a red Chevy truck. The truck had no plates, and when officers investigated further, they located the suspect hiding on the floor of the truck, attempting to hide under a coat. The suspect's name was not immediately released. He was transported to the Criminal Investigation Division for further questioning. Inside the truck, officers located under a seat a firearm matching the description given by the victim of the robbery. One person was injured and charges are pending in connection with an accident that occurred just before 8 a.m. on Thursday in Page County. Sheriff's officials said the accident happened at the intersection of 2nd Street and Highway 71 in Shambaugh. An investigation determined 16-year-old Josie K. McCoy of Shambaugh was driving a 2003 Chevy Cavalier eastbound on 2nd Street and had pulled onto Highway 71 to turn north onto 71. 37-year-old Casey L. Rydell of Bedford was driving a 2011 Ford Taurus, make that a 2001 Taurus, southbound on Highway 71 just north of the intersection with 2nd Street. McCoy said that she didn't see Rydell when she pulled onto the highway. Rydell said that she saw McCoy, applied the brakes, and tried to steer to the shoulder, but McCoy and Rydell's vehicle sideswiped each other, causing disabling damage to both vehicles. McCoy was uninjured. Rydell was transported to the Clarinda Regional Health Center by Clarinda Ambulance for treatment of undisclosed injuries. Charges are pending at this time. The Page County Sheriff's Office was assisted at the scene by the Clarinda Fire Department, Clarinda Police, and the Clarinda Ambulance Service. Well, Sears Holding, the parent company of Sears and Kmart store, announced on Thursday they'll be closing more than 100 stores, including two in Iowa. One is located in Red Oak, the other in Urbandale, leaving the store in Council Bluffs as the only Kmart in our immediate area. According to officials in Red Oak, about 30 people working at the store there will lose their jobs. A total of 64 Kmart locations and 39 Sears stores are affected nationwide, including the Sears store in Waterloo. Sears stores in Atlantic, Carroll, and Clarinda are not affected. The closings are scheduled to occur between early March and April of this year, with liquidation sales at some stores set to begin as early as January 12. The announcement comes after Sears Holdings announced the closing of 45 Kmart stores and 18 Sears stores after the 2017 holiday shopping season. The company announced in early November that the closures would affect employees in 26 states, and that the stores would remain open until late January 2018. Prior to that, Sears Holdings had announced closures at 308 Kmart and Sears stores, with Sears CEO Eddie Lambert saying, "This is part of a strategy to both address losses from unprofitable stores and to reduce the square footage of other stores because many of them are simply too big for our current needs." In our funeral announcements this morning, Lois Oakley, age 90, of Audubon, died December 23rd. Funeral services for Lois Oakley will be today at 11 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Charlotte Benton, age 74, of Cumberland, died December 29th. Celebration of life services for Charlotte Benton will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Cumberland Community Building with a luncheon to follow. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has the arrangements. Donald Hurst, age 92, of Dexter, died December 31st. Funeral services for Donald Hurst will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Dexter Presbyterian Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home has the arrangements. William Bill Dimmig, age 78, of Atlantic, died December 24th. Cremation has taken place, and a mass of Christian burial for Bill Dimmig will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Ruth Olson, age 87, of Audubon, died December 21st. Funeral services for Ruth Olson will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Norman Merck, age 89, of Audubon, died Monday at the Audubon County Hospital. Funeral services for Norman Merck will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the First Baptist Church in Brayton. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has the arrangements. Mary Ellen Olson, age 92, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Mary Olson will be held on Sunday at 1:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Vicki Borst, age 65, of Greenfield and formerly of the Redfield area, died Thursday at the Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare Center. Funeral services for Vicki Borst are currently pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. James Thomas, age 84, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Cass County Hospital. Services for James Thomas are pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. And Dolores Carnes Robertson, age 86, of Fontenelle, died Wednesday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Dolores Carnes Robertson are currently pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. The news was brought to you by Jeff Behrens of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.